The lecha kizayis b'deachilus pras. This nozel hadema, which means a type of a cholin that has food that has inside it spices of truma. So the spices is the lecha kizayis b'deachilus pras. By the time you eat a pras, 4 eggs worth of this michael, you do not even have a kizayis worth of truma inside it. So Rashi says the chiyuvei oichot truma b'truma saguf b'yevi elibek kizayis. You only chayiv if you eat a kizayis worth of it. So kitzi, you only chayiv if you eat a kizayis of truma when you tamei. Now, we ain't truma achilo kishir mataref, but anytime you eat a shear, it's not in start to put it together. Whether the shear is a kizayis or a kesebus yom kippur, only if you don't wait from the beginning to the eating until the end of the kizayis, more than v'achilos pras. And over here, since it's mixed in this truma, this tavlin, therefore, it's less than a kezayis v'deachios pras, and therefore it's like bota brev. Plus Rashi also says that the table and the truma is also only midrabonin, so therefore we could be mekol to let him eat it. Okay, now the Gemara says on the Aflamet Heyam and Aleph. Omer Rebbe Yenison, that Omer Rebbe, Oichol Shlishi Shel Truma Atzma, if somebody eats truma itself, that has a shlish l'tumra on it, and it eat itself as possible. So lochus, when he eats it, also lechol, his body becomes tamei, that he's not let it eat any more truma anymore. But a mutaliga, but it doesn't become that much tamei, that he's not allowed to touch, he's allowed to touch truma. Just he himself cannot eat truma anymore until he goes to the mikvah midrabanan. So lechol, it is the same lochus that Ula said before. So Mar says still, the yitzrach the Ula, the yitzrach the Rabbi Yenisa, we need both lochus. Di midula, we don't hear this halacha from Ula's halacha. Di midula, that he said before. I mean, I would have thought to say, Hani midula, when does Ula say it? The chulin shenafu atayra truma, only by chulin that was made atayra sa truma. And there, he's machma to say that true, you can't eat truma, but you'll have to test truma. Because what you ate was not really truma, it was only chulin. So you will not petit your chulin, but atayra sa truma. Therefore, when that chulin becomes a shlishi, they will make her to say that even though you can't eat truma, but you can touch truma. Avul bought by truma, but if you eat real truma that has a shlishi, that's shlishi truma, maybe even a giyah, nami yosef, maybe it's even yosef now if you could touch truma even. Therefore, I need Rabbi Yechanan, it's the Rabbi Yenison, that even when you eat a truma atzma of a shlishi, still you're allowed to touch other truma. Now the Midrab Yenis Navani would have learned Rab Yenis's halacha by Truma Diraisa. How do I mean I would have thought to say, Hani Mila, when do I say this Chumra? Truma. Only if you eat real Truma that has a Shlish L'Tumra on that's possible. Then we say your goof becomes possible that you can eat Truma. Avol, but by Chulin, if you're only eating regular meat of Chulin, regular food of Chulin. Be achila nami shari, even though this chulin, you makabel upon yourself the chum mitzidei b'tayras ha-truma. And now this chulin became posel, it became a shlishi. If you eat it, I would have thought to say that even your goof remains tor, that you will not eat truma still. Yisricha, that's why I need Ula's halacha now, that in both cases, both piety rice and both piety rabbanon have the same halachas, that your body becomes posel, you cannot eat truma, but what then you will not touch a truma. Yosef Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Maso came with Rabbi Nosson. He was sitting in front of Rabbi Nosson. The Yosef, they were sitting, they come, and he said up like this: Hoichol Shlishi Shel Chulin Shenafa Teres HaKodesh. If somebody eats Chulin, which the person was Mekavah upon himself, did it with the same type of tire that he eats Kochim. So, and it was a Shlishi, meaning that a Sheni touched it and made it into a Shlishi. And the person ate this Shlishi of Chulin Shenafa Teres HaKodesh. The halacha is tor lechol b'kodesh, that this person now is tor, he's not eat kachim still, even though he ate this food that was a shlishi, and usually by kachim a shlishi makes a revi, still the person though is not eat kachim. Why? Shein lechodova, sheis a revi b'kodesh, elo kodesh mikodesh mavad. Where do we have this chumr? Rashi explains there's only a chumr with the rabbanin, that by kachim we say a shlishi makes a revi. That's only by real kachim. Kachim midiraisa, a piece of a korban, a piece of kachim, if it becomes a shlishi l'tumra, and it touches something, another kachim, it can make it a revi. That's only by kachim for kachim bavad. But revi is sintas only chulin, shenasu v'tayas ha-kodesh, it doesn't have that chumra. So even though it itself is possible, But if you eat it, you do not become tamei, and he holds you even allowed to eat kachim. On this Mostiv Rami Bachomer, Rami Bachomer asked a question. Mostiv Rami Bachomer, it says Shlishi is Sheni Lakodesh. If somebody eats this basar, this Shlishi Lutomer, so his body becomes a Sheni now for Kachim. Pashim means to say that if he touches meat, it becomes a Shlishi, and Shlishi makes Ravi. And as just as often says, we ain't Sheni Lutomer. But negated to Truma, he doesn't become a Sheni. Meaning to say, if he touches Truma, it is not possible to Truma. And what are we talking about over here? The Chul and Shenas are part of Truma. We're talking about this food, which the person was Makabal, Tidit, the Taras at Truma. So again, it's not really Truma. And it's a Shlishi of Truma. As I walk, if you eat it, your group becomes a Sheni for Kachim. That you now do pass, you do make a Shlishi for Kachim. The question is why? L'chura, it's not a mark of the Gemara. Halav Kodesh M'Kodesh is not real Kachim. You're telling me now this chum is only by real Kachim, Bosa Kachim, that if it becomes a Shlishi, it makes a Revi. Here it's not real Kachim, it's only Chumrin, Shenasu Ataras HaTruma even. So why do you agree here as a Chumra, that when you eat it, you become a Sheni, that you can make a Shlishi in a Revi? So my answer is, Malay, Hanech L'Truma, leave over Truma. Even though you must but keep your truma the tyro, it's not such a good tyro, and it's really like tum negate egdish. So in other words, this chumash not for tyros a truma, we have to be afraid that when it's a sheni or even if it's a shlishi, maybe it's really, really a sheni l'tuma. That's what you have to be afraid about, since you're not marked with so much on its tyro. The amount that you watch it is not called really being watched for kachim. Negate the kachim is considered like it wasn't watched, but you have to be afraid maybe it's a sheni. But it's not to say it's a sheni, therefore we eat it. It's really metamu, makes you like a shlishi, and therefore we give you a chum that you can still be metam a kachim with it. So when did we say that if you eat a shlishi, you do not pass a kachim, that's only a shlishi of kachim, which is only a chum mid rabbanin. But over here, if it's only Ramak Petidi Betarat HaTruma, so Mechla Negei Tilchas Kachim is not called so much watched, so Negei the Kachim is considered like a real Sheni L'Tuma, therefore your body becomes Tuma here, and therefore it says that if you eat it, you become like a Sheni L'Tuma, meaning to say that if you touch Kachim, you make it into a Shlishi, and the Shlishi can go further to make it into a Revi. Now the Gemara says, I don't know how to say this, that something is being watched for Truma is not called watched at all for Kachim. How do we know this? It's not, we learn like this, the Gemara Chagiga that says, Bigde Yamar, the clothing that an Amar wears, is Medris LaPushim. Pushim means a person that's Parish, that he does not eat, he eats his Chulim B'Taira. A person that's Makbid eats things B'Taira, he has to be afraid that an Amar is not Makbid, and his clothing could be a medrash of a zav. When he was a zav, he sat on it to use his clothing. There is not marked with him to tire it. So the clothing of an amoret has a lock of a medrash like an avatuma. That when the amoret was a zav, he sat on it, he slept on it. So therefore it has tumas medrash on it. That's for a perushin. Now, big day perushin, what's going to be the beggar of a regular person that eats his chulin, the tyro? Is Medrus Liyechu Truma. For a coin that eats Truma, he has to be Makbid more, and therefore Negayatim, he holds that even the Prushim, when they become a Zav, they're not so Makbid, their Shmira is not such a good Shmira. He has to be afraid his clothing he wore when he was a Zav, as also is called a Medrus Lazav, a Medrus. Therefore, it's also called an Avatuma for Echle Truma. Now, Big Diyechu Truma, even for the Kanim, that eat Truma, their clothing is considered Medrus Lekadish. Someone that wants to eat kachim now, we have to be afraid that the person that washed himself for truma is not called such a good shmira. And maybe the gate to kachim is not called like he washed it. So you have to be afraid maybe he wore it when he was a zav and he sat on it. So you see clearly the beged of a kain that washes himself eat truma is not called the shmira for kachim, and the gate to kachim is called the medrus, medrus azav. You see clearly the tari you do for truma is not sufficient for a kachim, if a kachim will look as if you did not watch it at all, and therefore it's tummy. That's called Bigbi Yechlu Truma, it's called Medrash Lekodesh. Now the Gemara says, oh, my Rovo, Medrash is Kamrit, you're asking me a question, you're bringing me proof is about Tumas Medrash, that when you sit on, when you're a zav, you sit on something, shani midrashas is different, that shema teshavalei mishtanida, we have to be afraid of something.